DOS mobile.
Three. How the heck are you?
I'm good. Headed back to the house. Been out to visit a friend today. Headed back home about supper time now.
Yet, doing the pizza run, so that's my plan. I'm sticking to it.
Well, that's amazing. You're going to have pizza, and we're going to have spaghetti.
Tough day. My dad came home yesterday, and we've always had pizza day on Sunday. So I'm going to get pizza for everyone tonight.
How's your dad doing?
Very, very well. He had a catheter put in, which he's not too happy about, of course. Nobody would be. We're going to the urologist tomorrow and see about maybe what's going to happen to that. But one day at a time, one road at a time, one hill at a time, you know what I mean?
They put one foot in front of the other, we're in good shape, I reckon, is the way I look at it. But I hope everything goes well with that. Glad to hear he's doing real well. And sounds like you're going to have a good family get-together tonight with the pizza and stuff. Just make sure you got plenty of ranch dressing out there to dip it in.
Yeah, we got all kinds of ranch and pretty much everything that we need. And he enjoys pizza a little bit. It's probably not the best thing with his blood sugar and what have you. But you know what? He's 89 years old, heart failure, kidney failure, and all kinds of other stuff going on. I figure if he wants a couple pieces of pizza, by golly, he's going to have it.
That's the way to look at it. I can remember my granddad was 93 when he passed away. And I went to see him one afternoon, and excuse me. He was staying with his daughter Betty and my aunt Betty, and she wouldn't let him drink anything. And he looked at me and he says, "You know what?" He said, "I'd really like to have a little bit of this." And I said, "Well, I'll be back just a little bit." And I went to the liquor store and got him a half a pint and carried it back there to him. And he took him a little swallow of that. And he says, "Boy, that's good."
Regardless of the health. And I mean, you want to try to keep the medication and the medical in check, for sure. But, you know, at that point in time, they have lived, and they deserve a little bit of happiness. And that's my feeling. It's like, you know, I'm not going to give him something that's going to flat out put him in the ground. But if he wants to have a piece of apple pie or a piece of pizza or whatever, by golly, I'm going to give it to him.
Same way there, Bob. Well, I'll let you go. Tell everybody up there, it's your place. We said howdy. Again, I hope your dad gets all his ailments straightened out. And I know he would do the best he can. Just take care of him. And if he wants a little something special, go ahead and get it to him. He deserves it. We'll talk at you later, Bob. Enjoy it. And we'll say 73 to you for now. NMD7J, KI4DOS Mobile.